Hello guys, it's Bad Company once again. Just back from reflecting, and you know, a couple of days later after the whole Florida case. And I mean, as I see on TV, I don't really watch much TV, but I get these notifications and I just read these articles. And you know, so far, you know, everyone, all these high schools, they don't even know what they're fighting for. You know, they want these laws passed about gun control and all that. You know, I kind of figured it would go that way. I mean, I understand people got hurt. You know, I don't know the whole details because I wasn't there. So, but it's like they're not talking about these victims or who they were or who they lose. We're just cracking down on guns, which makes no sense. You know, I'm not against guns and I'm not pro guns. I just feel like if you got a right to take care of yourself in that sense. But you know, it's just, I don't know, these kids on TV, there's like, I don't know, they're just like fed this stuff and it's like they're not thinking for themselves. And I'm not saying they're dumb or anything, it's just like, it's, I'm not saying it's written in the Bible or anything, but it's just, I'm not saying it's propaganda either, but it seems like it, because you know, one of the key things for the government to have the full control is for us, you know, to want that, to want them to take away the guns, to do that, because then that way they take it away, and then you know, you get a police state. I don't know. It's not, I don't know how people can't see that. I really don't like to talk in politics, but that's just how I feel sometimes. I just, like, you know what's going on, but all these people are just blind. They can't see what's really going on. And they're being used, you know, they're being used to, for the government, or I mean, for the lawmakers to make these laws, then that takes away our guns, and then later, you know, I'm not saying like right away, but like 10, 15, who knows, 20 years, no one's going to be having guns, but there's still going to be gun violence and people are going to be there, you know, causing bad things with whatever, you know, then, you know, you're going to be asking to take that away too. So it's like, this is just a form of our giving up the rights of us. So when people start seeing that and start waking up to that and realizing that what you're doing is, what you're asking for is one less freedom from this country, and then eventually we won't have any freedoms at all. We'll just be governed by the government and, you know, be a product of the government. So I don't know, I just hope people could open up their eyes and see what's really going on. But in that's you know, aspect. In the other aspect, you know, I feel for the families, you know, that went through all that. And, you know, they should be focusing their energy on the families. How, you know, how come no one's talking about, hey, let's raise money for these people? Because I'm sure, you know, it's when people pass away, it costs money. So let's just focus on that first, you know. Let's make sure their families are all right. Instead of trying to do all this, you're not going to pass anything right away. The government's not going to do anything. Everything is being just shifted away from the president and his problems. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know, like, if people had 2 cents in their brain, and maybe I'm dumb, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but if I am, well, someone correct me, because I have my own brain and I think for it, and maybe I'm not always right, but in this sense, like, I know what I'm talking about. I mean it's just right in front of you, plain black and white. You can't miss it. Anyways, I rambled on a little bit off track, and I hope someone hears this and understands what I'm coming from, and let me know your thoughts on it. All right, thank you.